What is he doing down there?
Getting himself killed. We must intervene.
If we do, Kenton would never forgive us.
And if we don't, he won't be alive to complain.
I am conducting this test. I will say when.
Understood, Master Laloran. I just hope you don't regret your decision.
Above, among the watching Mastrels, Lord Praxton said nothing. He was a hard man who had never shown any faith in his son's abilities. But could he really watch him commit suicide like this? In the valley below, Kenton was using his hands to dig in the sand, his mastering abilities almost spent. His fingers found something round and hard.
Yes!
He pulled the sphere free, looking at it with a frown, then turned his eyes back on the sandling. From this angle, he could see the object caught in its shell distinctly. A red sphere, just like the five he had already found. A sixth. Kenton dropped the sphere into the pouch at his side, then turned eyes up to the edge of the cliff. Directly above, he could see the faces of 20 Mastrels looking down at him. He could escape now. His time was probably all but up anyway. He had won. He had found all five spheres.
So what am I waiting for?
For some reason, he turned his eyes back to the sandling. Its shell and skin were Turkan.
But what about its insides?
His father wouldn't be satisfied with perfection. He never was. Praxton would demand more.
You want more? I'll give you more!
What did he say?
The dehydration has got to him. He's no longer making sense. Aloran, you must show responsibility.
I know. The idiot boy has made his decision. Do not intervene.
All eyes turned to Lord Praxton, the unquestioned leader of the Sand Mastrels.
Yes, Lord Mastrel.
Kenton brought his sand to life, whipping it past the creature and using it to snatch his discarded sword from the sand floor. The blade flashed through the air, carried on fingers of sand.
Yes!
Kenton caught it as he ducked beneath the sandling's first attack, grabbing a second handful of sand as he came up barely inches from the creature's chest. Kenton slammed his sword into the creature's side. The blade slipped off a segment of carapace and crunched through the less protected line of skin, digging deeply into the soft area between plates.
Come on!
Kenton jammed the weapon in with all the strength he had left. Suddenly, his sword jerked, then ripped free from his hands, blasted backward by a powerful force. He had pierced the skin. Kenton caught a face full of acrid gas that sandlings had instead of blood. Just before one of the monster's legs caught him full in the chest, flinging him into the air. Even as he hurtled away from the creature, Kenton called the sand in his fist to life. He commanded it forward, driving it with all of his skill. Kenton slammed against the rock wall at the same time that his sand hit the creature's chest, yet did not release control of his ribbon. He felt his body slump to the ground, but ignored the pain, commanding his sand to find the cut, to wiggle past the Turkan carapace into the creature's cavernous insides.
Come on, visualize.
He had to fight against air pressure and his own approaching unconsciousness, but he refused to release the sand.
What is he doing? He cannot hope to stop a sandling with one ribbon.
Kenton is skilled.
No one is that skilled, Master Aloran.